You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Alfredo Cruz. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. And she is here with us again this morning. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Alfredo.
Let's get right into it. An assistant principal at the California School for the Deaf in Riverside is being investigated for ties to an allegedly anti-Semitic fraternity.
Right. An old photo of him from 2006 surfaced in which he's doing a Nazi-style salute during a protest at the school against a new president of Gallaudet University. Gallaudet is the school for the deaf. The Heil Hitler-type salute is tied to a Gallaudet University fraternity called Kappa Gamma, which was suspended this year for anti-Semitic activities. When the photo of the assistant high school principal, Tim Heil, spelled H-I-L-E, resurfaced, the California Department of Education, which runs the School for the Deaf, launched what they're calling a full investigation and sent a letter to students and parents and staff condemning all forms of bigotry and hate. Heil is actually not an employee at the current time because, you know, like many school employees, they're on a 10-month contract, and right now is the summer break, so the school says he's technically not employed. But the school did pledge to take appropriate action when the investigation is complete.
And what kinds of actions do you think might be in order?
Well, it sounds like they might not renew his contract. This fraternity, Kappa Gamma, to which he belonged when he attended Gallaudet in the early 90s, they have a ceremonial robe which looks very reminiscent of the Ku Klux Klan robes and includes a pointed cap and that Nazi-style salute. And Brian Levin at the Center for the Study of Hate up at Cal State San Bernardino says, you know, this kind of thing just doesn't belong on a college campus these days.
Seems to be a lot of ironies with this story.
Certainly, especially when you consider that deaf people were the targets of Nazis in Germany. They 17,000 deaf people were sterilized, and some children were even put to death.
Wow.
It's a really horrible story.
Any action expected anytime soon?
Well, they haven't given a time frame for the investigation, but certainly hope that they share that with the public when it is complete.
Equal rights groups have filed a complaint alleging that the San Bernardino County Office of Education is allowing funds intended to help low-income and minority students to be used for school police. What's happening with this?
Right. Well, a civil rights firm called Public Advocates Incorporated and the American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California filed this complaint against the superintendent's office in San Bernardino County. This relates to money that's allocated by state legislators. This has been since 2013, and it's supposed to be spent to improve programs serving Black and Latino students, low-income students, to help close the academic achievement gap. The County Office of Education in each county oversees their local school district's use of this money. And the complaint alleges that, for example, San Bernardino City Unified District used $9.5 million of this money for the school police, and that Chaffee Joint Union High School District in Rancho Cucamonga used 20% of this funding on school police instead of for high-need students.
Wow.
Both districts are defending this practice. They say it preserves campus safety and that's needed to provide a good education for students. But the complaint says, you know, this money was intended to help high-need students. The complaints were filed on behalf of two faith-based groups in the Inland Empire, Inland Congregations United for Change and Congregations Organized for Prophetic Engagement. A representative of ICUC said students and families have been asking for years that the districts devote more money to restorative justice, which is conflict resolution, to wellness centers, to mental health staff, and they want accountability here to make sure the money just doesn't disappear into the general operational funding of these districts.
So is there a possibility that there might have been some protocol or procedure violations with the way this money was reallocated or with the involvement of the faith groups?
Well, we certainly hope that that's going to be looked into. These complaints also went to the state, and so the State Office of Education may be initiating investigations as well. We'll certainly see what the outcome says, whether this is a widespread practice throughout the state or whether this is just within the Inland Empire.
The San Bernardino City Council last night voted to put a sales tax increase in the November ballot. What's that for?
Well, the voters did approve a quarter-cent sales tax increase back in 2006, and that's been bringing in about $9 million a year, but it's going to end in 2022. And of course, the city, like many cities, has lost even more revenue because of the coronavirus shutdowns. And so they're looking forward and saying, hey, we're going to have to do something to replace that money. They're actually going to ask voters to approve a full cent sales tax that they say would bring in as much as $27 million per year. The quarter cent sales tax was supposed to be spent only on policing, on public safety. But this full cent sales tax, if it's approved by voters, would just go into the general fund and it could be used for any purpose. The city says that they believe voters will approve this because they did a survey last summer and another this May that showed support. But when I look at Facebook groups based in San Bernardino, it looks like it's going to be pretty controversial.
What kind of impact do you think that'll have overall?
Well, generally, because it's a presidential election year, the turnout is pretty high. It's hard to say whether that's going to increase or decrease the likelihood of approval.
Let's wrap it up with an update on the coronavirus situation in the Inland Empire. What's been happening?
Well, on Monday, of course, the governor once again shut down indoor restaurants and shopping malls and fitness centers. So both Riverside County and San Bernardino County have been experiencing record hospitalizations for COVID-19 patients, and that's been continuing. Riverside County said 100% of its ICU beds are full, and San Bernardino County actually has surpassed Riverside in the number of COVID patients. Both counties are asking themselves if they lifted the requirement for people to wear face coverings too soon when they're out in public. Some of the county supervisors said they expected people to voluntarily wear masks and practice social distancing, but instead people took the reopenings as license to go back to the old ways of doing things, so that resulted in increases in the infections. There is some good news. The outbreaks in nursing homes seem to be flattening out, but the budget cuts because of the revenue shortfalls caused by the closures is going to be shutting down the Riverside County Animal Shelter in San Jacinto. So animals will have to be taken all the way to the Coachella Valley or to Jurupa Valley. Interestingly, the elections offices in both counties are going to make some accommodations so that people don't have to come in if they want to file to run for office this November. They're going to allow candidates to file online.
There's a lot of adjustments to the way we practice both civic engagement and safety.
That's for sure.
Thank you so much, Cassie.
Talk to you next week.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap. You can find this and other segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, the San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Alfredo Cruz.